Perkins from Barbados. In Search of Africa.
Uganda is an easy country to like. Take the capital, Kampala, for instance. It is a beautiful city for sunsets, in particular. Not surprisingly, the subject of race soon came up. My friend was trying to make clear to me the difference between blacks and coloureds. Coloureds, he explained, are of East Indian descent, or the result of an interracial marriage. Blacks were, purely, simply, of African descent. Intrigued, I asked him what Ugandans would call me with my peanut complexion. Where I grew up, Spora, and people were calling me white, even with my dreadlocks. I asked him why, trying not to sound offended. He said, because I am not from Uganda. This was not a satisfactory answer. It seemed only to raise more questions. But I let the issue die, sensing my friend's growing embarrassment. I could barely wait to get back to the refuge of my guest house and nurse my confusion. First, I told myself, all the travellers were wrong. Muzungu obviously did not mean, and I felt guilty for allowing white people to lead me into misunderstanding a part of an African culture. That day, nightfall did not leave me feeling very inspired. But now, months later, I feel at least more informed. When Europeans came to Africa, some were looking for souls to save, others were looking to export for savings. And it was these capitalists that seemed to make the word Muzungu synonymous with Europeans. But the truth is, anyone with money is a Muzungu, and anyone who could travel in Africa, dreadlocks or no dreadlocks, must have money. So there it is, a startling new definition of race, money. Actually, I wonder about that. Is it so new, after all? How many times have middle-class blacks been called white want-to-bes? As if a new tax bracket all means a new shade of melanin? Though there was a time when the color of your skin dictated in life. This was the law of the slave plantation. Field slaves were very black. Domestic slaves were not so black. So if you saw them walking the street, you picked them up and returned them to their owner, because everybody knew they would not be out shopping. But this was not that sort of street, and I was not that sort of black. I, as anyone could tell by my hair and clothes, was a tourist, a foreigner out for a little sun. West Africa. For Radio Bridge Overseas, I'm Nick Perkins from Barbados, in Africa.